Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning, joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
So happy to be here today. It's kind of spring-like.
Kind of? I don't know. So what was the weather like in Price last night? Because I got dumped on. We got a lot of snow at my house.
So it snowed, but it was not a lot. A little skiff.
Oh, it snowed for like an hour and a half at my house, but then woke up this morning and it's all gone.
Did the wind blow it away?
I don't know. I'm not really sure, but it's gone. We were all shocked, but I would like to say spring is coming, but I looked forward in the forecast a couple of days, and it looks like we might have a little another flurry coming up.
I think so. I think if you're traveling through the mountains, be careful, because I think this time of year, any day could be a treacherous day up there.
It's very true. But I'm going to go with spring is here. It's coming. It's creeping up on us really quick, which means summer's not far behind. Summer's a big event for you guys.
You know, it's that time of year that we start talking about our search and rescue demolition derby. Although it's August 11th, that seems like a long time, but it's really not that far away. So we've got everything ready. If you're a driver interested in building a derby car for this year's derby, the rules are out there. So we have that. We're going to do the mini cars. We're going to do the 80s and newer. We're going to do the mini trucks, the full-size trucks. And I think we have the old iron still class. So, go to Tire King if you're interested, and they have the hard copy of the rules, or you can get on the Facebook page for the Carbon County Search and Rescue, and the rules are posted there as well. So if you're a driver, that's a good time to start building your cars. We're going to try to have some of the cars ready for the first parade, which is March. It's a St. Patrick's Day parade.
It is. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. March 20-something.
We'll look that up while we're chatting. But for those people that do want to get a vehicle into the Demolition Derby, it's really important to know these rules and get started on it now, because you say it's far away, but when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's really only 6 months away.
So I've participated in two derbies now, and the first one I started a little bit early because I was excited about it. Last year I waited till last minute and was working on cars right up till the day of the derby, and that's just not fun.
No, it's definitely not fun. And if you would like to really go big or go home and potentially win this thing, then you definitely want to get started on it now.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have all the gray areas covered in the rules, so to speak. And if you're a business that wants to donate to the derby, we have our signboards locations in the arena and outside of the arena. But there'll be a search and rescue member come around to local businesses over the next few weeks asking if they want to donate for that. And that's kind of a good thing. And the money goes strictly to the search and rescue. That's how we operate for the next year. And so, and there are times that we don't purchase any new equipment. And there are times that we save to buy certain items. Right now, we would like another side-by-side so we could get rid of one and get a newer, better technology. So that's what we're kind of saving for. But anyway, that's how it works.
And you know what? It's always so much fun. It is a family tradition in the community. People come every single year to watch the Demolition Derby. And I remember after last year's, everyone was like, oh my gosh, this was incredible. It was so good this year. It seems to get better and better, and more people want to participate and get cars involved. So definitely go and get those rules, get all the info that you need, and get started. Like the sheriff said, if you've got a car ready to go, the St. Patrick's Day parade is actually going to be March 17th. And you guys would like some cars in that?
Yeah, we want to put some cars in that. So get a hold of me or get a hold of Elsie at Tire King. She has a sign-up board, too, for cars. And, you know, the way things have been going, we may have more cars in a class than we have room. So you might want to sign up early and get your car in.
Right. There's no downside to getting signed up early. You definitely want to make sure that you're a part of that. Well, Sheriff, aside from the demo derby, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, I just want to talk just a second about what Search and Rescue does. They have, it's such an awesome organization. They're fully volunteer group of folks. They don't get paid for what they do. They're highly trained. They can do high angle rescue. They can dive. They know this area like the back of their hand. They can ride snowmobiles. They are proficient in ATVs, hiking. If you're stranded somewhere, they'll figure out how to get you out of there as safely and as efficiently as possible, and all for nothing, really. I mean, they are volunteer groups. So.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past, and I just think it's such an important thing to mention. If you do get in a situation where you're like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to get out of this on my own, your natural instinct is going to be try as hard as I can, go as long as I can, figure out what I can. But at the end of the day, you definitely want to call search and rescue before it gets too dark, too late. They would rather rescue you in the day than wait until it's dark outside.
Absolutely. They would be happy to come out. And even if you think that you may be in trouble, but you might still be able to get out on your own, still give us a call and tell us, hey, I'm up in Corner Canyon. I think I'm going to get out. But if no one's heard from me by dark, you need to come looking.
Right.
You know, we'd be happy. And they probably would still come out early for that and just to help.
Right. Exactly. So. These individuals, like you said, they are so trained and so skilled, and some of the things that they are able to accomplish and some of the ways that they've rescued people in the community, it's insane to see some of the things that they do.
It is. They're just an awesome group. I'm very pleased. And the equipment they have is amazing. This time of year, even though we don't have any snow, well, you live in Kenilworth, we live in the valley. You got pounded with snow where you live. Can you imagine another 1,000 or 2,000 feet up in the mountains?
No.
You know, there's probably a significant amount of snow up there, or drifts, or anything that could strand you. So be careful when you're in the backcountry. And avalanche danger is always a risk, even in drought years.
Right. It always is. So you definitely need to be aware and be cautious. And if you are going to be going anywhere, let people know where you're going to be.
Absolutely. Even with the technology we carry today, you still should let someone know where you are, because your cell phone battery can get cold and die, or you could be in that one black spot where you don't have any service.
Or you could have something like we did yesterday and all Verizon is not working for hours.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You never know.
That was crazy.
So you definitely make sure people know where you are. And if you do find yourself in a sticky situation, call Carbon County Search and Rescue sooner rather than later.
Exactly.
Well, don't forget, the Demolition Derby is creeping up. It will be held in August over at the Carbon County Fairgrounds and Event Center. But you can find all of the rules and get signed up now by heading on over to Tire King. They have all the information there for you. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I love these days.
Absolutely. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. You can find more on this Castle Country Focus by heading on over to our website. Additional Castle Country Focus can also be found, so go and check it out right now, castlecountryradio.com.